Welcome to the Rolled Standard. My name is Christopher, and today we are reviewing our time with Viking Death Squad. This is the Viking Death Squad review. even though the GPS is telling you to turn right, left is law.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
That was pretty good. Hello, I played Barry Bjorn. My name is Levi.
Professional.
Oh yeah, I was our GM. I didn't mention that.
I'm Jake, and I played Copper Torque Wrench.
And?
And John Jefferson.
I'm Nate, and I played Osmond Bowden and Barry, the most important Barry.
Yeah.
He's in the credits as Barry the Human. You know, because everybody's like Barry Bjorn, the Rune Crutter. Osmond Bowden, the...
That's right, that's right.
And then Barry the Human.
Oh, my God.
And John Jefferson was just John Jefferson.
That was it?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, it was kind of clear. It was the person. Anyway, roll the music. So, before we get started, I think we need to talk about something. We have been burning the candle at both ends for over 2.5 years, right?
And time?
We could use just a little breather, right?
Yeah.
But we don't want to, like, completely shut down the machine. So, we're going to, this is going to be the last episode before the Rolled Standard summer break.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Let's go, boys! Beach day!
Wait, we'll have a beach day.
Yeah, we gotta update that photo.
We do. Yeah, I got fatter. I got more tattoos.
I'm fucking ripped right now.
That was this case in the last one too. Oh my God. You're also real red, and that was
roof ripped. This is freight jacked.
Okay, yeah, I'm dad fat now.
But a lot's happened in the last 2.5 years.
That's
huh?
true. Yeah,
and on top of that, like, it doesn't also mean that like. Summer break isn't us leaving for the summer.
We're going bi-weekly, boys.
Yeah. We're going bi-weekly, and yes. And that's going to be just like us wrapping up some loose ends that we've left hanging, starting with in 2 weeks from today, we will have the Moon Cabbage Chronicles Part 4.
Yes.
Which will be interesting. And then beyond that, we're looking to finish
Radiation Damage.
Yep, that's right. So we're going to continue that until it's done. But then we'll be coming back in September with weekly episodes again with our Cyborg arc, Trigger Warning, which is what we're going to spend the later half of that summer doing.
Yeah.
Preparing that in massive undertaking.
Get a lot of that stuff in the can so we
have a comfortable lead again.
Yes.
We haven't had one in a long time and it'll be nice to see.
Yeah, that's the most important part right now.
Yeah.
Because we're really skirting the line every week nowadays.
That's true. Yeah. But, usually record Monday to air on Friday and that's stressful.
Life really got in the way there and for a little while and it put us in a pretty wild position, and we want to be able to...
I have new ticks.
you can't. Maybe you do.
I do. I started rocking.
Oh, God.
We just want to, like, get back to a point where we can give you the same level of energy, but comfortably for us. So.
Yeah. And there may be more things to look for us in or something like that. You'll see.
Yeah, we're not done working.
You'll hear.
So. You'll hear.
Come on, stop trying to trick them.
You'll taste.
All right. We got that out of the way. Everybody knows. We're sorry. I know it's probably a bummer, especially for the summer. But
I hate disappointment.
But we have something else that we have to talk about today that is maybe equally disappointing.
No. That's
not for Levi.
The summer break is respite or no, is restful.
Yes, yes.
It's a refractory.
This game
period.
Was not.
No, it wasn't.
Let's talk about Viking Death Squad.
Yeah, let's do it.
Ultimately,
I liked it.
Well, didn't waste a second.
I like Barry Bjorn.
No, exactly. I like Barry Bjorn.
It seems like regardless of the game we play, we'll enjoy our story and our characters.
Yeah,
you know, that's ultimately why we do it. But the game is ultimately important as well.
Oh God,
for mechanical clarity, that's a big thing.
Oh,
I love knowing how things are supposed to work in the story that we're telling with the framework, mechanical framework that we're using. And in situations or in games like this, we're given so little.
Yeah,
it's not even an index.
It's not even an index.
No index.
It's I really, really, before, I mean, I guess before we get into the, like, the brass tacks or whatever.
Yeah.
Or the details, I really wanted to like this game.
Oh, everything about it.
Also, I want to thank Kevin Olmsted for sending us, borrowing us his copy of the game.
Yeah.
Which, keep in mind, I'm going to send it back to you. Yeah. I'm going to send that back to you this week here, so keep
an eye out for that. I'm going to spit in it.
Don't do that.
I mean, it might be welcomed.
It's not, I'm sure.
I'll sign right next to it.
I mean, like, artistically, the book is great.
Yeah, the art is fantastic. The layout's like, kind of fine.
I mean, it would be more fine if I had a way to look and, like, see where I was going. Like, really, that's more so my problem with it. Like, a perfect example is, like, right now, I'm trying to find runes.
They're there.
And I
they're right. They're within the equipment. You're there. You're there.
There it is.
Okay. Oh, Lord. Okay. This is armor spellstones list. Okay. Now, like, I'll go through and I'll find the ones that I'm thinking of here, just for clarity, while we go on through some other stuff here, because like there are just like I'm trying to find the examples that we had in the show itself where things just said a thing.
Okay. Perfect example. I know exactly what you're talking about. Jake summoning imps. We had no information onto what an imp is.
Yeah.
At all. Like, at all. Yeah, like, there was no, like, they roll 2D. They have speed. Nothing at all.
You just summon D4 imps.
Fire imps, yeah.
What do they do?
What is that fire? Yeah. So it's like you make it up on the fly, and that's fine, and, you know, you can do that. I really prefer a game that's like, hey, if you're going to do this, here's the supporting details for that.
Right.
Like, give me something.
Or, like, another good clarification would be anything that Barry did. Like, everything that he did and the level of insanity that came from it came directly from how little information we had.
He filled in the blanks with really fancy details.
He was
that made
the only warrior immortal. I was definitely a fucking mechanic.
I was a berserker, and I
were a librarian.
I was a berserker, and like maybe like I didn't play him that way, and I think that was like that's my own thing.
A lot of that was
Levi killed everything.
That is true,
but like
a lot of that was due to the fact that we randomly generated characters. So right. Like the skills that you guys had were random,
well,
not chosen. So like you couldn't, while you could put together a cohesive thing with that, it was very hard to.
Well, even then. I rolled pretty well. Like, my power was 3. I got the bug jaw helmet, made it 4. It made it easy to hit things, generally speaking. And I had 4 or 5 dice for Whirlwind as well.
Yeah.
But, like, realistically, Whirlwind was far inferior than just, like, whatever Barry got randomly thrown at him, really, for, like, his weapons and his abilities and stuff like that. Berserk, like, it made sense to me, like, when we started it. Like, oh, this is actually really cool, and it could work really well, but, like, there's like far more things mechanically that I have to do to get one hit on a creature compared to Levi gets an ability that any 6 he rolls is a critical hit, which is also then another turn. And like legitimately, like if you ever, like, I don't know if this game is supposed to act in rounds of 6 or like rounds of 6 seconds.
I think so.
Then
I think you said 10 rounds a minute.
Then he's done. There was a version of part four.
Where we fought that big army of...
Yes.
Yeah.
There was a version of part 4 where the van didn't get destroyed. Jake was using it as a weapon, and he got to use it once before Levi got
3.
His turn. And Levi took out 15 units in a single turn.
Yep, yep.
Because they were all single-shot units.
He had like a feedback loop.
Yes. He has an ability.
Broken as fuck.
He has an ability where if he gets a kill shot, he takes another turn. He has an ability where if he rolls any 6, that's a critical hit as well.
Yep.
So he could reload and shoot again, no matter what happens. He rolled 7 dice at a time, and they rolled
had
so
no armor.
Yeah, they rolled so low on their speed that he couldn't crit. He couldn't not crit.
Yep.
12 over on top of that, he had turns on turns on turns. And we didn't lose that. We didn't destroy it. We lost it because I fucking stepped on a cord and it got unplugged.
But
we came back and like the insanity of the fight that happened afterwards was like to remedy that.
The truck blew up on the retake. And I was like, yeah, oh, that's fucking so good.
That bomb would have been so helpful.
Oh, it would have been amazing.
Would have been, because what we saw was 4 of the big ones, the armors, and then it was like 12 of the little ones.
Yeah.
Initially, it was like 18 little ones and 2 big ones.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he's just going to cap off this entire army. Let me just redo that. Mm-hmm. And that became a whole thing because that was a lot of armored board.
That was too much.
We got buck fucked.
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of what I was intending, was like, I wanted combat to always be very brutally hard.
Well, next time, bring some Vaseline or something.
Next time? Please. There's not going to be a next time with Viking Death Squad.
You could have used lube.
Oh, man.
I feel like I did. Sort of.
Mm-mm, brother.
Blood's not a lube.
Oh, no, let's not.
Okay, so.
I'm cutting all that out.
Yeah, no, you're not. That's too good. Yeah, I would say one thing as I think is important is we have a tendency here, not a tendency, but like a tenet at this show to like randomize our character creations. We randomize kind of everything.
Yeah, if there's potential to do so.
Right,
like,
yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot of games. Like we
couldn't do that with Monster of the Week.
Yeah, that's a perfect
example. This is another game where I feel like
that's... Oh, no, we could.
Well, we could. We totally could. We always can, but whether it's a good idea or not is the question.
Yeah. I guess for like... the ability that you get, the weapons that you have, the armor that you have type of stuff in Monster of the Week,
you could, because it's all
on the list.
Yeah,
so.
True. But this game, yeah, it doesn't work that way.
No.
I would not recommend that if you were to play this game to randomly generate a character.
Like, what's the deal with speed?
Yeah, speed sucks. Okay, so that's another... Oh, God. I hate the initiative system. Like, you roll a speed test, that's your AC, essentially, your two hit, and your initiative.
In theory...
For the entire encounter?
That's what I was saying. Initially, it seemed all right,
yeah.
But like, it does seem like a thing that would work better in like a Merkborg, you roll initiative every round style.
I like that way
because
better.
Then you like it's the same exact mechanic, but then you have different. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's a pain in the ass for a dungeon master to do that kind of shit or whatever.
Not.
You know,
I wouldn't know.
I'm just a guy that's got to roll one die.
To be fair, though,
I was thinking that we should do that too.
What's that?
But I didn't want to re-roll. The speed, at least.
First couple episodes I mentioned.
But I really wanted to play this game as it was fucking written.
Exactly. Same.
Because every now and again, we'll like the longer arcs that we do, we change some things up.
We'll move things around, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But this one. I
wanted to just play it as is because that's what we should be able to do that. And then as we determine we get comfortable with it, then we can branch off. But if we give ourselves enough time to do that.
No, there was no way. Everything was so broken after we. Like,
yeah.
We would have had to start fresh, I think.
I mean, I really enjoyed our episodes just because there were.
I mean, mechanically it was broken.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. For sure.
He took down a fucking giant.
In
one shot.
Justice. Yep, yep.
Your big baddie, Firewind, dead.
Yeah. My plan for that episode was for that episode to really just be the fight with Firewind, and there would be a little bit of everything going on in there. A lot of soldiers, because there was like 20-some soldiers in those places. Yeah, and they had armor, so they wouldn't have been one-shotters necessarily, so that would have been tough. However, you like, this broken-ass mechanics that allows you to just one-shot anything once per encounter.
Here's another one.
As long as you hit.
How about this? Thermite blowtorch, a supreme cutting tool. Cut anything in 2 rounds.
Okay.
Anything?
Yeah. Like, give me an example.
Like that fucking, like an armored Borg. Like, what are you going to cut with that?
Piece of his armor.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
2 rounds
like,
cut through it.
But
I would make you do like some kind of maybe, I would make you do
See, this is what I'm saying.
That. I would definitely make you do rolls. I have to make up too many things though to make this work.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
exactly.
I don't like that.
It doesn't. 2 rounds, you'd be better off using
You're used to justifying it, so you're justifying it, but realistically, the stuff that I read to you is like, what does that mean?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I remember having that question internally all the time. What does this mean?
Well, maybe we're reading too much into it. Like, 2 rounds is just like, you could use it within your story. Like, we could have used it to cut down a door or something.
Yeah.
That's where the two rounds kind of makes you think like it's intended for combat.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
See that.
Or if you're doing something not combat related in combat, like you're trying to cut open this door while everybody else is fighting things.
Yeah, there you go.
That would make sense. But I guess if you were to want to attack with that, I would just tell you, you can get rid of an armor in 2 rounds, but you got to make a check each round to prove because it's going to not want you to do that. It's not going to sit there and wait for you to weld its armor off, or not weld, but you know, plasma torch it off. I don't know. I feel bad talking negatively about the game because of the reason we're playing it. Right. Like, we had a listener, like, borrow us his book because he thinks it'd be great for us. And thematically,
in theory.
It really could be. However, I just really didn't like the game at all.
I'm having Apocalypse Keys flashbacks.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so.
Even then, I listened back to.
I would rather play that again.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the only other game we really didn't like.
That's true.
I went back and listened, and I was like, God, this is not horrible.
The story's good. Again, the stories are always good.
Okay, wait. The three of us didn't like. Levi loved it.
Because Eli loves everything.
Yeah. At the same time, though, like, I like...
I didn't like Apocalypse Keys.
Oh, really? Okay.
I don't know.
You liked it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it a little bit, yeah.
I mean, all games are fun to a point. I enjoy what we do with every game, regardless of the game, to be honest.
Oh, sure. Yeah. It's always for the story and the craziness. Yeah,
that's more
Broken
what
Mechanics
we're doing.
Made for a really interesting story, too.
I mean, it is kind of fun
but if you're
to
gonna sit
break things.
Yeah, if you're going to sit down and play this game, just
yeah,
you're going to have to make things up on the spot.
Yeah, if we were to, like, hey, let's go to the beach and play a game and not record it. We playing Viking Death Squad? It's like, fuck no, we're playing Merkborg, obviously. Yeah.
In this game...
Or Pirate Borg from the beach.
In this game, is there any level-up system other than, every success?
Is it just
the
blood runes? I think it's just blood runes.
That's another perfect example.
Oh, no, there was. With the ticks that you get on your skills, those level up that way.
That's
and again, you can... Yeah, you can spend them on that to level that up another die, or you can put one die in a brand new skill.
Yeah.
No one really ever did that, but...
How do you gain
that's
speed?
That's the thing. That's what I'm saying. Actually,
through items,
That was the point I was going to make. None of us had that opportunity.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was the blood rune that didn't exist. Remember?
Yes.
There was no speed
blood
rune.
Well, that plus, no, what I was saying is like nobody ever really did that, you said, for leveling up for leveling up skills. It's because I was the only one outside of Levi who got that opportunity with Berserker. Because every time I used it and it actually worked,
that's
I could
true.
Put a tick in.
See,
but
Jake had no combat skills
and he could barely, like, barely had any opportunities to do any other things. And then Levi's on the other side gets two ticks time he crits.
And a blood rune
tick.
Yeah. That's pretty unbalanced.
Fucking insane.
He's an absolute monster just because of, like, one ability.
Specialist.
I feel bad, honestly, even more so just because I'm like, I don't want to sit here and just shit on something that somebody created because that's
real.
Not
yeah,
what I'm
yeah.
here to do. Exactly. You know, like, that's... I don't
like it.
I don't know how to justify it more. Like,
I'm sure the looseness of everything is intense.
Yeah, sure, right? Sure.
I like the lore.
I do to a point. I like the idea of the infinitum, the whole story. I think the thing about them, like, kidnapping Vikings back in the day and then, like, super soldiering them was a little stupid. And then also, like, hell being like, what's going on up there? Oh, it's war. Let's fucking get in on it.
I
like you got a better reason for that.
I like
being
the chaos of it all.
I do
but
like
you're
the
right.
Chaos.
You're right. Hell getting involved, that threw me off.
That
a
was
bit.
Well, the
it's
reason
like,
for
wait,
it is
what?
Real dumb.
Well, no. More so than that, like it brought to my attention when we were in the Discord and somebody like I was saying something about going to hell because of the episode that we had or whatever. Yeah. I don't know if it was Alaskos or somebody that was talking about Valhalla and shit. And then I realized like, oh yeah, Vikings have an entire fucking like pantheon of their own thing, and then hell is just like. Like, what is it, Christian? like Catholic hell?
Technically, if you're calling it hell, then I think so, yeah.
Like Valhalla isn't a thing in that scenario
well,
or any of that. Like, but hell is definitely real.
What's that?
Satan was named in the book.
Lucifer.
Right?
Lucifer.
Yeah. So.
That too.
So hell is definitely real, but anything that the Vikings who you are
what's
playing
more,
believe in
what's more
in
metal
isn't.
Than Viking mythology and the evil side of Christianity?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, okay. I mean right. So I kind of get that, but... And Imperial aliens.
Yeah. It's just... I don't know, man. I really don't know.
I think if we were to continue a story with these... With this world...
Nope.
I wouldn't play this game.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I would just find another game that's real similar in, like... apocalypticness.
It's fun for like a little bit,
I don't
but
know.
If you,
I'm glad we played
I didn't
it,
get to do anything.
Maybe at
I'm,
the same time, yeah.
I was just broken. I did some cool shit because I got lucky with some weapons.
I think a lot of that was due to the fact too. Like I said, we ideally rolling for skills and all that stuff. Probably not a good way to do that because you guys could have, if you had the opportunity to pick those skills, you could have made your little movesets. You could have built a character. You know,
sure.
Rather than randomly
be Levi still would have been a monster.
He probably would have been more of one. He probably would have picked things that would have, been...
But even then, not knowing the system before I jumped into it, the only difference I probably would have made is, like, one less... I have 3 guts and 1 speed. I probably would have evened those 2 out or something like that.
Okay.
Like, I don't understand it as much, and I knew that I was, like...
I mean,
maybe take
know how
aim out.
Speed was
right, exactly. Anyway. Maybe take aim out completely, only have 1 there, and then put it into power or something because
as
I'm
a berserker.
Sure. You know, but like I wouldn't have changed it much from what it is. Not considering hindsight, I didn't realize like speed, especially. Oh my god. And I understand that humans start with 2 speed. All of the creatures we fought were like that or more.
Yeah.
And it was really hard. Like we didn't crit. I didn't crit on anything at all.
Let's say, for example, you're fighting an enemy that has 5. Speed, which is a lot.
That's insane.
And it rolls speed so high that you can't possibly touch it.
Yeah.
what are you even going to do?
Exactly. We actually, I think that happened.
I think it did, but in the opposite way,
they couldn't hit us because of the speed rolls.
I rolled the slain in the first episode.
I rolled perfectly twice in a row, like with the three
speed that I had. The variable DRs for things, right? Like, for example, you want to do a thing and I'm going to be like, okay, make a speed test. I'm going to call the difficulty for that 4D. Right, that puts that difficulty, like the actual number that you're shooting for, anywhere between 4 and 24.
Yeah.
What is that? That's so random. I fucking hate that.
I mean, is it like it's supposed to be
what if the thing situationally, is
whatever, contextually, maybe.
Yeah, okay. Well, like, okay, so but I determined that something is that difficult then, right? 4D.
Yeah.
Right? So that's difficult. I'm assuming that that is a higher on the difficulty scale. And I roll like a 7. Right, like, how does it justify it being that easy? That's just so weird.
Yeah.
It's like a weird scale. Like, I don't know. I just really hated that scale.
There's a lot of things. Like, another one really is, like, the randomized ability stuff for enemies as well.
I think that's more of a suggestion. I was using it as law pretty much. Like, I was rolling tactics every time. Dude, and I don't know if that was necessarily
There were some in there that were, like, super brutal, and you could just do them all the time wanted to. Like, otherwise, you'd say, like in 5e, like a dragon's breath is re-ups on like a roll of a 6 on a d6 or something. Like, that's the kind of stuff that you need for crazy abilities that literally, like, I can't even remember what the fuck they were, but like some of them were like really brutal.
I remember like the pile that the armored board had. She destroyed an armor with no roll.
Yeah,
I could have been choosing to do that every round.
Every time, and you would.
I suppose.
There's nothing we could have done about it.
When you roll randomly on what a thing does, sometimes it just doesn't make any sense.
We summoned in 17 dogs.
Yep, for no reason. Just because I rolled that result.
Dude runs up with some axes and then stops and
takes out his dog.
That one fucked me up. He ran up with axes, put them away, and pulled the pile out. Yeah. That was like, why the fuck would he pull the axes out at all? And I did it for an intimidation. I remember picking the axe thing at the beginning of part 4 when you were fighting one as a Borg, Levi. I remember him pulling axes out, and that was for visual effect.
Yeah.
Because it looked like that would have been a cool thing to do. It was just...
Like, there's a lot of things that in theory sound like they would be cool.
Yeah.
But
reading through it, I was like, oh, cool. I was excited to play it. Then we started seeing it
in practice.
Like,
it was just weird. I don't know. I don't want to just shit.
It was written, never tested.
I hope that's not true, and I don't think it is. But I also really feel like this is intended to be this way. I'm sure, right? And with that being the case,
very niche audience.
Well, I mean, there are people, and I'm sure, like Index Card RPG. I really don't know, but it's also made by the same guy. I think that one, it probably has a similar mindset to it because of. I don't really know. I should look into it more before I say anything. You can almost disavow that entirely, but...
Well, I mean, the mechanics are strange, but I can understand why some people would enjoy it.
I don't know. I guess, I mean, the allure of throwing a handful of dice is fun. You want to throw, like, it's 8d6. That's fun to do.
I always like a system that's also got successes on, like, 4, 5, 6 or 5, 6 as well.
I don't mind that, yeah.
Because, like in comparison to Vossen or whatever, where it's like, I enjoyed playing that a lot and whatever else, but, like, there's times where you're rolling 15 dice and not succeeding once because it's like on sixes. It's like wild. Oh god.
All of a sudden you're showing like, your penis to a doctor.
Yeah, like you legitimately like come up with every reason to have like 15 dice. Like you use everything to get that many, and it's like, okay, you need 3 successes. Statistically, god damn it, I should have a pretty good opportunity. And like when we were fighting those fucking goats, it was a perfect example where it was just like, you have 3 dice to roll and you roll 6s on all of them and we have 9 and we can't.
I was like rolling them in the open.
Yeah, I know. It was wild. But so that's one of those things where like I do like when a system's got like a little bit more, because like I think anytime Jake actually used his thing, he succeeded on it. You know,
yeah, because
like,
you had to roll 4s.
He had a 1 die in each of them.
I mean, if you're rolling like 1d6 and then you have to
it's
get
like half
a
chance,
better,
yeah.
It's literally 50% coin flip. So that's pretty good. I like some of the way some of the abilities worked. I like the way some of the items worked, some of them.
Yeah, there was some cool stuff. Like, even just simple shit, like the shield glove. Like, everybody had one, and it was like, absorb the first hit. We can figure out what's going on for the first round of combat. We don't have to really worry exactly.
Yeah, you can just be like, shield glove. And I literally did that. Like, yelled shield glove, and we just go, okay, ignore that. Like, and that's good. I mean, that's what that's for.
Yeah. The imps is one of those things too, where it's just like, yeah, it was vague and whatever else, and we didn't know what the hell they were doing.
And I gave
shit,
them a 3D
like,
to be able to actually have an effect mm-hmm. against those red lizards.
I was like, damn, they're better than us.
yeah, that's what I thought, too, when I told you guys that the random humans that you guys are playing, which weren't actual PCs at all,
yeah.
When I told you guys just roll 3D across the board, I'm like,
oh, we're better.
Stacked.
These guys are amazing.
yeah, again, it was just to make you useful.
Yeah.
I didn't care for the armor system at all, actually.
I
didn't like losing it just because...
Because a thing chose to make you lose it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that... Like,
well, I think I would have
preferred if it was like you can choose to have that happen, but you also had your own little health pool.
Oh, like you got pool as well?
Yeah,
because
if you were down to like one piece of armor, like the last fight we did,
yeah,
we didn't have jack shit.
No, Levi at one point had to pretty much not engage because he had no armor.
Had nothing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so,
if you don't get any armor, you're just fucked.
Yeah, I guess that's the way it's supposed to be, I suppose.
Sure,
but
that's
fun. Right? I don't know. I tried to give out as much things as I could. Yeah. I don't know about necessarily the way that we randomly rolled things.
But I don't feel like...
That's just the way we do things.
But at the same time, it's like, it feels like the most realistic way to do it. Like,
yeah.
What are you going to do? Like, oh, go through this list and pick the coolest shit that you can find.
Or, like, I have to spend, like, an hour or two just rolling through, like, picking through these, scanning through the list, which I could have. The tailoring what to give you guys. Could have done that.
Weird.
I mean, it has a system where you roll dice to find you roll a d20... For this amount of things, roll 2d20 for this amount. It's part of the game. So.
That is true.
So, yeah. Like, I assume that when you give out gear, that's how it would work. Mm-hmm. You know, like, that's what you do in Merc Borg, right? When you level up, there's an option for you to roll on a table to get something as well.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah,
so,
it's like
I mean,
find in the pocket of the corpse, this kind of thing.
Yeah, that's what it was. But, yeah. So, I mean, like, I figured that's how it works.
Yeah. That's how I made it work. I don't know. Oh, it actually works that way. Like, you gotta roll a d6 to determine which table. That's fun.
Going back to story, though, that whole fucking ending was just, I died laughing.
I like the fact that we, like, just did a random-ass ending with
dude, this. I know. Like, I was like, fine. Should I? You know what? Well, fuck it. I'll put sound effects in this, too.
The throat-slitting sound effect was so funny. It's like, wow, that actually happened.
Yeah. Or like... Up, pitching up your voice and pitching down my voice.
Oh, you
voice.
Pitched up my voice?
Yeah,
I didn't even notice.
So you're a little boy. And
I was making a high voice to begin with.
I pitched down mine to be like an old man.
Yeah.
I don't know. Levi, with all the fucking new editing stuff for you, like this is, I mean, of all.
Yeah.
Of
you
all
took
the things
a
that we could.
Major role in the editing team this arc.
Yeah. How'd you feel about everything?
Well, it's probably just taking a little bit of the weight off. That's probably nice.
Is in the book.
Yep.
I've been thinking about this.
Mm-hmm.
For, you know, your tactic roles, is there, like, a chart you follow, or is it just tactics on every
it's like a
character you have?
It's a D8. Every enemy in the book had one.
Every round, they always have to roll that specific tactic.
You don't have to. It's a suggested thing. But like you said, I could just choose to pick the most devastating thing every time, and with no penalty to it.
Yeah.
So I rolled every time because of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Which was nice against the spiders.
Exactly. Stuff that like that. Great. Like, they would have continued to do terrible things if I would have chose it.
Yeah. But otherwise, probably. Like, they just, like, because it's effective. Oh, that was another one. The spraying us with webs or whatever. Like, yeah, it happened a trillion times. We had no idea. Like,
and
what?
It barely
what
mattered.
Do?
It felt like an easy thing. Like, oh, good. It just spit in the web.
Yeah, right. I'm like, what do I do to get out of here? What?
I don't know.
What's the context?
Two rounds with the blowtorch.
Does it?
Yeah,
does
something
it,
like that.
Like, oh, does it reduce your speed? Does it make it harder to attack somebody? Like, I don't...
It's just gooey.
I don't know, man.
It makes you sticky.
Just makes it
just
funnier.
Just weird, weird Bukkake spider cave, and then you just move forward.
That would have been a good episode name.
I don't know about that.
mean, it was fun. Pretty close. It's a sticky situation.
Yeah, and I even made it... Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I was like, man, how do I make this not look like semen?
Oh, Lord. I mean, regardless, I don't want to play it again. But like,
no.
Like we've said before, like it's just because we're sitting here at the table with our friends, we had fun with it. So
yeah, we could have fun playing fucking Uno.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I hate that game.
Let's skip both.
We'll probably still fun. Yeah, skip both is actually pretty good.
That's pretty funny.
Phase 10.
Yeah, that's also good.
Slap up some Yahtzee even. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, baby.
D20 Yahtzee.
Oof.
Your odds aren't nearly as good, but
no, not at all. It's a long game.
The stakes are higher.
The monopoly of Yahtzees.
Probably the risk of Yahtzees.
Yeah. No,
we'll never finish this.
But yeah, I don't know, guys.
Again, I really want to thank Kevin Olmsted, though, for sending this to us, because yeah. that was cool. That was a very cool thing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I totally understand why you feel bad about...
Yeah. It's like, thanks, buddy, but I fucking hate it. It's not that bad. It's not that bad, but it's how it feels like I'm being.
Yeah. I mean, like, well, that's the problem. That's like... Levi was an absolute monster, and watching him do cool shit was fun and funny to me.
I think if you go into playing this game and you pick your stuff out, the first few times playing it, like, pick your shit out, actually just do that. If things don't make sense, make it up with whoever you're sitting with on the spot. This game is probably meant, maybe it's meant to be interpreted freely.
Yeah.
So where you can make it whatever you want.
But in generally,
it's a jalopy, you know? You're missing some parts and you just got to go to the scrapyard and fucking scavenge up some, you know, little exhaust there. Fucking brake calipers here.
Yeah, but you never want to pick up a game and be like, I need to fix this first.
Okay.
you never
but
really want to do that.
There are some people out there
if it's a game that's meant like to be for interpretation, you know,
mm-hmm.
then it's a perfectly fine game, I guess. Like if that's what you're looking for, if that's what it's meant intended to be, but like, you know, write that down somewhere, brother. Be like, hey, there's a lot of things. There's a lot of things in here that might be up to your interpretation. Figure it out.
It's a build a game.
I mean, kind of. I like there was the role of the triple sixes or whatever, and it's like Lucifer's influence. Like,
yeah,
say some weird shit, make it crazy, whatever else. Like that feels like a very much
teleport anywhere with this thing I've never been.
Anywhere.
That's what we did. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I went back to the past.
Good thing we let that happen.
Oh my God! By the way. Please tell me I wasn't the only one who fucking chuckled a little bit at putting that stupid sound effect in there, because I was like, maybe I shouldn't do
like
this.
Oh, like the flashback sound effect? Yeah, it was cheesy. Because
I knew exactly what Levi was trying to do there, and I was like, why not? I don't care.
Yeah. No, it was good. It was a good choice.
I don't know. Do what you do, guys. Play a game. Enjoy it if you enjoy it. I don't care.
If you want to play this game, do it. If you don't want to, don't. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, I mean, that's really where I'm at most for most games that we
drink milk, wear condoms, you know.
Yeah. What? No, those are good advice. Unless you're lactose intolerant or allergic to latex.
Lactaid and goat skin.
Yeah. So there's a solution to everything.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are we ready to vote?
I mean,
let's go.
I want to say no. It does not meet the gold standard. I think that's pretty clear.
Yeah.
I enjoyed my part of it, but no. Not like our opinions matter.
No.
They really don't. This is just traditional.
It's because, say this. I enjoyed the game because it was a palate cleanser. It was like zebra gum. It was fun for a short burst of 15 seconds, and then I was ready to move on.
The zebra strain or the fruit strain?
Yeah, there you go.
That was the best thing you could say.
That's exactly what it was. Pretty good, yeah. So, it was nice and refreshing, and then it was like, okay, this is stale quick.
Yeah, and you know what?
Yeah, you're right, though. No, you're right. I think that should be your ultimate review tagline. You know,
does it meet the zebra gum?
Oh, fuck. It meets gum, but it does not meet the old standard, unfortunately.
Oh, that got me.
Nate, what about you?
Levi's face when you said that, he was like, he had like a revelation.
It clicked.
No, buddies, no, it's zebra gum for sure. It's fruit stripe, man.
Yeah, get that fruit stripe. That's a sweet temporary tattoo, though. Zebra on a skateboard.
That's what it is. Like that's the temporary tattoo of this book. Is like the art that's inside of it is very
it looks good.
Very cool. Very cohesive. Very cool looking shit. That's what really was drawing me to it.
Unfortunately, that one doesn't stick to my skin.
No
matter how wet I get it.
Really, we can make it happen.
Really needs an index.
Really needs an index.
Oh yeah, that part.
You're supposed to bookmark every page. I think they had the indexes back in Viking times.
I only have two of these tassels. I need like 30. No, I mean, there's all kinds of cool stuff to like about it for sure. It's a really nice piece of shelf candy.
Yeah,
that's what I would.
It looks very, very.
That's
nice.
What I would classify this book as, shelf candy.
I'm always
don't play it, but own it. It's nice to look at.
Like I always love like a very like how Pirate Borg has a very cohesive art style throughout. You know, it's a very gorgeous book. It's the same way with that too, or like the Isle of
Ix.
Isle of Ix.
Skull Fungus.
I love the way that book looks. Yeah, Lawson is the same.
That's what gets me about Isle of Vix. Like, I read through it, and I'm like, this is like a kid game almost. It doesn't have to be, but it kind of feels like it could be. And then you the art, too, is like, yeah, this totally is. Mm-hmm. But it's like, but God, it's so good, though. I don't fucking care. That fucking woven cover. Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. So I love X review, apparently.
I mean, I really hate to give it like that like shallow people's idea of Merkborg review where it's style without substance type of review.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, it's being maybe what I'm Merkborg, except. Yeah, it was wrong to say.
Maybe it's just all the stuff that we've gone through so far. You know, like everything seems way more coherent.
Yeah.
Even games that were like really pushy, like when we played Starfinder, obviously Paizo is gonna have like a lot of shit going on in what they do, you know.
Yeah.
And like, but that was like on the opposite side. It was our complaint about that. Like, you need to I guess at this table you need to find your middle ground, you know. Yep. Starfinder, like doing the module, or the adventure path or whatever that I did, I was like, I felt very trapped.
Yeah.
In the context of the story, you know, I got to use a couple of things and change a little bit, but otherwise it was like, I don't know what I could do to make this feel like you guys had more control, and this does the opposite where it's just like, we don't know what to do with so little.
Yeah, that's true.
Apocalypse Keys was kind of that way too, but I mean, it is, we're used to that like Monster of the Week structure, and it made it work. So I don't know, I was just comparing it to things that we've already done, you know. It's not very high on the list.
Yeah. No, it's pretty low on the list.
Apologies for that, but
well,
so does it?
No, God no. Oh, no,
okay,
no,
that's Lord, a resounding like unanimous no.
Yeah, so. Levi's caveat all
right,
to it was
get out
short.
The fucking gong.
Yeah, just put the gong sound right here.
Yeah, there we go.
The one sound effect.
I don't know. I don't know what it's for, what it means, but
it's the unanimous, miraculous. I'm fucking tired.
Unanimous.
When something meets the world standard, though, it's just gonna be one of those tiny little.
Yes.
A little birthday.
Always
anime,
evolving.
The anime wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. I would hate that.
That's perfect. I'm going to do it too.
We're every YouTuber now.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, shiny noises.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Don't sniff glue.
Hey, Jake here, back again at the end of the episode to let you know that Patreon's changed a little bit.
It hasn't changed at all, motherfucker.
Well, actually, it has. We have two new names. We promised like a month ago we were going to change this up.
It's true, but we're actually still here to give you that good old Patreon information that we got to peddle at the end of the episode.
Well,
I got to
keep the lights on somehow.
Starting off, as always, we got the $3 Paul tier, which is general Discord access and knowing that you support us. That's the main thing. Also, I do want to make it clear that that's like a one-time
thing.
Yeah,
once you're in, baby!
It's a one-time thing. If you just want to pay that $3 once and then be part of the Discord and enjoy the community and whatever else, that's absolutely fine.
It's cute. We share recipes and talk about, you know, our families and stuff.
Life and stuff, yeah. The little community we have there is actually really great.
It's very wholesome.
And just as vulgar as we are. Of course, then afterwards is the $5 Standard Bearer tier, which gives you that as well, plus bonus episodes that we try our best to put out as frequently as we can. We'd like to be doing that a lot more. Of course, we're a bunch of guys that just work normal jobs. So we appreciate everybody's
support and love and kindness and
understanding.
And understanding motivations. You're all like dads and moms, just caring.
And then the last one we have here is the $10 D-Pick Agent tier, which is all of those things, of course, plus behind-the-scenes content and NPC naming and a Patreon shout-out, which we're going to get to
today, right now.
Right now. There's a couple of people that definitely deserve it. What are those people, Jacob?
Well, my good friend Nathan, let me tell you, those people are the freshmen, Baz, Alaskos, Nikki Bean, Kevin Welch, Harbles Barkley, and Jack Benokin.
Thank you all for your support. Thank you for being part of it. We love having you guys around. And the last thing, anybody who does pay that $10 tier and has an NPC to make and hasn't done it yet, get a hold of us. Let us know.
Yeah, we're forgetful men. Yeah. You got to help us out here.
Thank you guys for everything. Remember, if you can, rate us and review us anywhere that you listen to the show. Apple Podcasts and Spotify and wherever else. I don't know where. There's 1,000 different places that you can find the show. If you can rate or review us there, please do it.
You know, AOL.com or whatever.
MSN Messenger.
Hit me up on MySpace, actually. I got a sweet layout. Anyways, hope you enjoyed the show.
Thanks, everybody.
Adios, bro chachos.
And don't sniff glue.
Chapstick on that thing.
Oh, God.
I bet you could, and it probably would work.
Dude, I wonder if people actually put chapstick on it.
On a chapped ass?
Probably prep chapped H. Asshole?
I bet you, nah. Yeah, preparation.
No, I mean, I'm
really
talking
well.
Specifically just a fucking tube of chapstick.
Okay, right. Like, here,
you probably should. I mean, I gotta imagine that somebody's done it to their butt crack itself.
And scrape it off, or you forget.
No, because like,
what's going on where your butt crack is splitting open more?
Well, no, I mean, I guess irritation is what I was thinking, but that'd probably make it worse. Because your butt crack can get really irritated.
This is the worst conversation to record.
Oh, yeah, it is getting recorded. well, I mean, it's true, though.
Yeah.
Will you ever, put deodorant on your junk?
No.
Oh, yeah.